So the government this morning announced that after consultations with the stakeholders and federal ministries, health, wellness, culture, entertainment, gender, and sports, that the Carnival in Jamaica 2020 road parade would be postponed. The postponement is coming in light of the fact that there's a global pandemic, COVID-19, that has started to affect Jamaica and Jamaicans. And of course, with the notion that we want to protect our revelers, our citizens, and our tourists, we took the decision that we are going to postpone this mass gathering that is Carnival in Jamaica to October 25th, so that, not only the, people who are actually going to be coming to Jamaica and participating can still get a great carnival, but also the workers and beneficiaries from an employment standpoint of carnival and other entertainment, major entertainment activities. So a postponement would be the logical move, and we decided that October 25th would be the best date for this, seeing as how you have the Heroes Weekend right before that, similar to how normally we would have our Easter weekend celebrations in terms of events and stuff like that, right before the Carnival week of activities. It would fall in line with the same schematic in terms of logistics for, travel and so on and so forth. The government has had robust discussions with hoteliers and airline partners that will likely waive currently all change fees associated with a move to the October date. So we're very, very happy about that. And the stakeholders are optimistic that since the costume sections have been sold out and they're offering, obviously, to, deliver the costumes and T-shirts that have been bought by revelers for the carnival staging, that there should be an amazing carnival in Jamaica 2020, which gives us 7 clear months from the, the first date of detection in Jamaica when things should return to normal here.